Hi, it's Karen Webster for Payments.com, and I'm here today with Marcus Robbins, who is Senior Vice President of Strategy for Vantiv. Marcus, thanks for joining me today.
Karen, good morning. Thanks for having me. Very nice to be speaking with you again.
So let's talk a little omni-channel tracker and the trends that you are observing and we are observing in the really interesting area of retail called omni-channel and omni-commerce, as I think Vantiv uses the term. In the tracker that we published recently, we talked a lot about a number of trends. One of them that I actually thought was very interesting was Facebook's announcement about Messenger for Business and the opportunities that that provides retailers to talk to their customers in a personal, private, one-to-one environment. I'd love to get your thoughts on how you think that influences, changes, advances, or otherwise provides an opportunity for retailers to take omni-channel to another level.
Yeah, Karen, I think it's particularly interesting that it came, you know, hot on the heels of the announcement they were going to enable person payments using debit cards inside Messenger. And I think naturally a lot of folks are looking at the connection between the two. I think the really interesting part of this announcement is that, you know, Facebook is really enabling this kind of one-to-one near real-time communication between retailers and consumers. And, you know, if you think about the nature of instant messaging, that's a really personal world and involves a lot of trust. You know, typically you message between friends and you're inviting people that you know to communicate with you. So this is quite a leap for Facebook to then open that up to retailers. And it's interesting to note that they really started by focusing on, you know, delivery status and customer service issues and providing information that's immediately useful to consumers. We've noted in the tracker this month that most consumers don't think retailers communicate with them particularly well. And I think the real challenge here as retailers get involved in one-to-one messaging is to be really thoughtful about how they do that and build trust before moving the conversation into something that's more commercial.
I think that's an interesting observation. Do you think there's a downside to having the communication be within the Messenger platform as opposed to within the merchant site itself?
I think naturally retailers would want to be able to communicate on their own sites because, of course, there's brand benefit in doing that. But I come back to, you know, this observation that one-to-one communication on a third-party platform is likely to be more trusted by consumers. I think that's where, you know, there's clearly an opportunity for retailers to leverage this very personal, very private form of communication, but also I think creates a situation where they need to be really thoughtful about how they use that so that they don't inadvertently alienate those same consumers.
So on the subject of one-to-one, personalization and personalizing the shopping experience is also a trend that we observed. And Sephora, which is known as a real pioneer in using lots of different digital methods for engaging consumers, said that their revenue was orders of magnitude higher last year that when they allowed gift givers to personalize gift cards. That's obviously one example of personalizing a shopping experience. But overall, do you think that that is really going to move the needle for retailers?
I'm not sure whether it'll move the needle for retailers across the board. What my observation would be, you know, shopping in categories like Sephora is serving as an inherently social activity. You know, where you shop, what you buy says a lot about you as a person. And so providing consumers with an means to personalized gift cards or receive personalized service, I think is, you know, going to be attractive for a lot of consumers. Yeah, we're living in a world now where consumers have far more choice than they've ever had. And so I think being able to easily customize a product or elements of a service offering, you know, will help retailers with the differentiation, margins, and driving continual loyalty. And that's clearly where Sephora has seen that go.
You know, it's interesting because as a consumer, I get a lot of those emails that start with just for you. And you then open the email and you look at the selection of things that is presented and you wonder, why is this just for me? This doesn't necessarily reflect things that I've looked at or even perhaps things that I've purchased. It seems like we're on a learning curve to just calibrate that personalization well for consumers and retailers getting whatever is necessary to make that a really relevant message for consumers. Would you agree?
I think that's right. And I think we're only just really starting to scratch the surface in terms of data and analytics and being able to combine information about consumers with their purchasing habits and their preferences. And I expect that, to your point, what may be seen as fairly blunt messaging now will become more refined as retailers invest more in those capabilities.
So let's talk a little bit about the interesting phenomenon of online e-tailers really becoming more omni-channel by creating physical presences. And I know, you know, Birchbox is an example of an e-tailer that's opening a physical store in order to create an experience for consumers. Amazon obviously has done the same thing in New York, and now Google in London. What are your thoughts with respect to the opportunities and challenges inherent in doing that?
Yeah, I think the opportunity really for online retailers going offline is to build deeper engagement with consumers in specific locations. You know, really starting to provide those shoppers with the opportunity to engage with your products and your service in a far more intimate way. Yeah, and interestingly, you know, a recent survey, I think it was A.T. Kearney, has suggested that click-to-brick retailers who open a physical location see a 3 to 5 times lift in sales revenue in that location. And so, you know, there are clearly benefits from it. I think one of the challenges is that you're now introducing, you know, a physical service experience that would have to match or exceed what consumers receive online, potentially creating new or additional moments of truth. And so that's one of the challenges, but clearly these online retailers are seeing an advantage from moving into the physical world.
So Marcus, I know that you think a lot about the challenges and the opportunities that retailers across all the segments that Vantive touches have in pursuing omni-channel and their omni-commerce ambitions. What are the trends that you are most focused on and why?
Yeah, I think one of the things that, you know, we're seeing that's really interesting is retailers having to think about how they manage inventory and fulfillment across stores and locations, online and offline. That's clearly something we're seeing with ship to store that's going on in the market.
I think that's a really good point because delivery has become a really important attribute for consumers. I know the work that we've done in this area really, I think, exemplifies the importance of free shipping, free delivery, fast delivery. So the obvious implications to inventory management and fulfillment are obviously, you know, pretty big.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we've seen in previous research that, you know, somewhere around 50% of consumers now expect to be able to buy online and pick up in store. And they're also expecting to be able to do that, you know, either that day or the next day. The consumer expectations are really driving the need for retailers to be able to optimize inventory across locations, across channels, and in relatively short amounts of time.
I think that's so interesting, and I guess it depends on what the products are, because I could imagine that if one was able to buy online and have delivered same day or, you know, same afternoon, you wouldn't necessarily think that a consumer would be as motivated to buy online and pick up in store. Obviously, the reason to pick it up in store is because there's a need to have it more immediately than a conventional shipping window would deliver?
I think that's right. You think about the way, you know, we buy, and I think about my own experience here. Our lives got busier and we're tending to time slice. The same way that we're consuming content, media, we're conducting our shopping in similar ways. So transiting to the office in the morning, realizing that there's a purchase that needs to be made, ordering it online, finding a store that's around the corner, collecting it, and being on your way again.
It is interesting the way that all of this will, I think, reshape retail economics, because it's obviously expensive to ship things overnight or to arrange for delivery same day. And that has to be something that retailers are kind of pulling back and assessing as they think about the cost of becoming an omni-channel retailer.
I think that's right. And, you know, clearly Amazon, with its focus on fulfillment and logistics, has really kind of driven the market in terms of pricing around delivery, but also consumer expectations. I think it's going to be really interesting to see how, you know, larger retailers respond to that.
Well, Marcus, it was great to catch up with you today and get your perspective on omni-commerce and omni-channel. It was, as always, a very insightful conversation. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Karen. I enjoyed it.